Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm excited to bring to you today all about your business marketing. As you know, on this podcast, we always talk about faith and we always talk about business as women of faith in business. So this episode, I'm dedicating to the business side of things and really talking about your business marketing. Marketing, as I've mentioned on several episodes, is like my favorite thing to do. It's actually my favorite thing to talk about. And it's where I feel that a lot of people fall short. A lot of people are intimidated or overwhelmed with marketing. They don't want to put themselves out there and market and promote themselves, especially as Christians, as women of faith. A lot of times we feel like we need to be humble, or we feel like God is just going to send the clients to us. But as we talked about in the prior episodes, faith without works is dead. So we are required to work in order to get the business. And part of working is marketing and promoting your business. So this episode, I'm going to be sharing something that I teach on, which is actually my method of marketing and what I teach a lot of my clients. And it's called the best marketing plan. Now, I want to put a disclaimer to the word best. Best in this case is actually an acronym, and it stands for four things that you should be including in your marketing plan. So we're going to go through each one of those letters, the B, the E, the S, and the T in this episode. But the disclaimer that I want to put out there is God's way is the best way. So if anything that I share in this episode does not resonate with you, or God is not telling you to do that particular thing, then God's way is the best way. So that is the way, the best way to market your business. So I want to put that disclaimer out there and put that in the forefront because God speaks to us individually and actually gives us each a unique marketing plan that's uniquely designed for the success of us, how he wired us, how he created us. And he gave us the idea or the vision for the business. So he also gives you the success strategy and the marketing plan. So it is important to do things God's way. So with that said, what God dropped in my spirit with the acronym BEST and the best marketing plan for your business is these four key things that you should consider, think about, check with God as to whether you should include these things in your particular business marketing plan. So the first one is the B in BEST is BUILT. You have to really put in your marketing plan, how are you going to build your business? It's all about growing your business at the end of the day. The stats show that most businesses don't make it past 5 years. And a lot of times it has to do with not having planning, planned for the success of the business. In our last episode, we talked about your marketing and business foundation and building your business on that foundation. So once you have that foundation set that we talked about in the last episode, now we can build on it, right? Your foundation is set. Now, how do you build on it so that you can grow your business? So there's three ways I talk about building when it comes to building your business and in the best marketing plan. The first way is networking. At the end of the day, business is all about relationships. It's people serving people. It's all about people. If whatever you need in your business right now, you're more than likely going to get it from a person. Whatever offer you have in the marketplace, you more than likely have to sell it to a person. So it's all about relationships, and relationships are key. And you may have heard this phrase, your net worth is equal to your net worth. So it's about who you are networking with and growing your network that you'll be able to actually reap from that, get the benefits from the relationships that you have with individuals. So building your network is one of the ways that you can grow your business. And building your network can be done through networking organizations, going to networking events. There's an organization called BNI, which is Business Networking International, I believe. I used to be involved with BNI several years ago, and it actually is a referral networking. So the intention of the organization is to pass referrals to each other, to talk about each other's businesses. So there's networking organizations out there that really focus on that referral aspect. There's also networking organizations out there like local chambers, where it's just about meeting local people and sharing your business with people in your local community. So really thinking through and writing down in your marketing plan, how do you want to build your network? How do you want to build your network? So as you listen to this episode, I always encourage having a journal, piece of paper, to write things down and jot anything that the Holy Spirit drops in your spirit as I share these examples with you. So the first thing is building your network. The second thing under build is building your audience. So your audience is slightly different than your network. Your network can include your colleagues, people that you connect with, but your audience is more of the people that listen to your content or read your content. They're an audience of active people that's hearing what you have to say. So as a business owner and an entrepreneur, you want to build an audience, especially if you can build an online audience, doing certain things to create an audience, like podcasts can create an audience for you. Blog on your website can create an audience for you. A YouTube show. These are people that are watching your stuff or reading your stuff. So you want to build an audience. Building an audience is key to growing your business once you have a solid foundation. The third thing under build is build a database. So building a database, also known as an email list, but I like to think of it on a bigger term than just the email list, is you're building a database. It's a database of all the connections that you've had, all the contacts that you've made, and really building it out so you can stay in communication with those individuals. So email marketing is a part of your email database, but it also includes your CRM, your client relationship management system, where you have all your prospects, people that you've talked to that are interested in your product or service. It's important to have a database of those names, those phone numbers, those email addresses, so that you can go back and follow up with those individuals. So having a business database is huge, and nurturing your business database is huge. And that's why it is a part of building your business, is really building your database. So real quick, just to recap the and the best marketing plan for your business, it's about building your network, building your audience, and building your database. That really helps you to grow your business. So let's move on to the second part of your marketing plan, is all about engaging. Once you've actually built your network, built your audience, and built your database, the next step in your marketing plan is engaging. How do you engage with these individuals on a consistent basis? Because as the saying goes, out of sight, out of mind, right? If people don't see you, if they're not connecting with you, they don't even remember you or your business, especially if you just met them at a networking event once and, you're not in communication with them on social media or in communication with them in any other way. It's easy for them to forget about you and to forget about your business and to forget about what you offer as far as a service or product. So engagement is really key. Engaging is a key part to really growing your business. So one of the key ways that I recommend and I talk to my clients about engagement is content marketing. If you are producing content, and I kind of touched on this a bit, content could be in the form of a podcast, content could be in the form of a written blog on your website. Content could be in the form of a YouTube show on YouTube. Content could be just posts on social media, but you have content that you put out there on a consistent basis so people remember you, right? So people know who you are, know what you do, and know how you can help them, right? So staying top of mind is key when it comes to your marketing, and engaging is a great way to stay top of mind using content marketing. So content marketing is simply just content that you put out there to the world that makes you like an expert in your field. It makes you an authority in your field. It makes you a thought leader when you're consistently putting content out in the form of audio content like podcasts, or in the form of written content like having a business blog, or even in the form of video content like a YouTube channel. So think through, journal, understand what the Holy Spirit is illuminating for you as a really great way for you to engage your audience, engage your network, engage your database. What are some of the ways that you will engage them? Especially with email marketing, that's another way that you can engage people. When you have them on your email list, you have permission-based email marketing. It's a great way to consistently be in contact with the people who have opted in to hear about your products, hear about your services, hear about you. So building that email list as a part of your database and doing email marketing as a part of your content marketing can be key to growing your business. So this is all about the E and the best marketing plan for your business. And the E is engaging. So engaging included emails, blogs, social media, podcasts, YouTube channels, all those things you can look at as an form of engaging. So the third thing in the best marketing plan for your business is the S. And the S is all about serving. After all, that is exactly why we start our businesses. We start our businesses to help in some way, shape, or form. We provide a solution in some way or form. And what we do to help and provide a solution is to serve. We serve a specific group of people who have this specific problem, and we serve them a solution. So, what is that offer that you have that you're serving the marketplace? Offers can look like things like courses, programs, coaching, and offers can even be paid offers or free offers. So if you're a coach, for example, and you offer a paid course where people pay to take the course, at the end of it, they get a specific result from taking that course. Or if you're a coach, like a business coach or a life coach or a health coach, and you have a coaching program. So after coaching with you, they get a specific result in their business or their life or their health. So coaching is also a way to serve. There's also ways to serve where it doesn't cost people money, right? So you can do free things that helps to attract your particular audience, and they can kind of get a taste of what it's like to work with you. Those free things can be things like master classes, webinars, workshops, where you're really serving them and providing value in the content that you share with them in the master classes and the webinars and workshops. And you can even offer it for free. So things like workshops, master classes, and workshops, you can offer paid workshops or free master classes. You know, any of those could be free or paid. It just depends on your personal strategy, what you decide as a business owner, and for your business, how you want to approach it. For me, I've done several free workshops throughout the years, free master classes, free challenges, free webinars. And what God put in my spirit just recently is to start charging for my workshops, but a very minimal fee. So my workshops right now are like $47 at the time of this recording. And the reason why God really convicted me to have a small price for my workshop is to get commitment. You know, people that actually pay for the workshop are people that are really interested in investing to get a certain result. You know, a lot of times when you give free value, people are just kind of like looking for the free stuff, right? A lot of people say you attract people that just want free things, right? But, you know, for me, I was convicted to charge a small price, $47, for my workshops to get more committed individuals, knowing that once they commit that small price, you know, they're really looking for a solution. They're really looking to invest in this particular issue that they have, and they're looking for someone to provide a solution for it. So those are more qualified leads, more qualified buyers. So that's the reason why I opted for paid workshops. But again, it's totally up to you how you build your marketing strategy and what you decide when it comes to serving. So when you think about ways that you can serve, it's serving through paid value like programs, courses, coaching, and serving free value, which could be things like master classes, webinars, or workshops, or offering for a small fee. So totally up to you, but it's so important to understand the S, which is serve, when it comes to your marketing plan for your business. So the fourth and final thing when it comes to your marketing plan for your business is tracking. The T in BEST is all about tracking. Now, this is where I see a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs fail. They fail to go back and look at the results of all the activity that they're doing. So all the things that they're doing to build their company, whether it's networking, whether it's building their email list or building their audience, all the things that they're doing to engage their communities, whether that's content marketing, emails, blogs, social media, and all the offers that they're putting out there to serve, like courses, programs, master classes, they don't go back and track the results. You know, what were the results of those activities that you did? Was it worthwhile? Should you do it again? Should you tweak it? Should you change it? Reflection is a key part of your marketing. And the way that you can reflect is tracking. You know, numbers tell a story. This is why knowing your numbers and looking at your numbers consistently can make a difference in how your marketing works. So tracking your results, including things like revenue. How much revenue did you bring in this month based on the activities that you did? What are some of the key activities that brought in the most revenue? Maybe you need to amp up doing those activities in particular. What are the activities that didn't bring you results? Maybe you need to decrease doing that activity or do it for an extended period. Because I find a lot of times when it comes to marketing, people will do it for like one time or two times or 3 months and say, hey, this isn't really getting any results for my business, so I'm not going to do it anymore. But a lot of your marketing effort has to be done for 90 days or more before you see the results. So you don't want to quit too early, right? A lot of you may have seen that visual on social media of the person mining for diamonds, and they're frantically mining for the diamonds, and then they give up and they start walking backwards, where if they were just an inch more, they would have hit the diamonds or the gold, right? It's a visual picture that I've seen quite often on social media. So maybe you've seen that visual picture. But if you haven't, just visualize it. You're working so hard, you're doing all those activities to build your business, to engage, to serve. And then you stop just before it hits gold, just before you're able to really keep and get that audience and get that new client and get that traction on the work that you're doing. So that is why tracking is key, and also staying consistent and doing things for a period of time. That's really how you're going to determine if things are worth it, right? So tracking your revenue, tracking your expenses. You know, sometimes we sign up for things for our business and then we don't use those tools, right? And we're paying a monthly fee for this tool that we're not even using in our business. I did that for a couple of years. I signed up for a text messaging program and I thought, you know, it's a great way to market, but I wasn't really using it. So every month I was getting hit with that fee of $29 or $39, I can't even remember exactly what it was, but I wasn't using the service. So it was just a waste of my money. So really doing an audit of your expenses and seeing how much things cost and if you're even using all of those things for your businesses and eliminating the things that you're not using can be key. Another thing to track is your followers. Your fans, all of your followers on social media, like platforms like Facebook, platforms like LinkedIn or Instagram or TikTok, are your followers increasing or are they staying stable? Are they staying the same or are they decreasing? Because that tells a story. Like I said, numbers tell a story. So you want to pay attention to your followers to know if it's staying consistent. And if it's staying consistent, maybe there's some things you need to do to grow your followers, right? Because you don't want to just sustain a certain amount of followers always. You want to keep growing. So paying attention to see if it's growing when it comes to your followers, and paying attention if you're losing followers, if you're losing a lot of people. Maybe there's a reason for that. It's the content that you're putting out. So that's why tracking these things are important. If you're doing email marketing, it's important to track things like your open rate. Are people opening your email? Are people clicking on your email? This helps you to determine if there's an interest in what you're doing and what you're saying when it comes to your email marketing. So I know I kind of covered a lot when it comes to tracking, but what I recommend or encourage is write a list. Think about all the things in your business that you can be tracking. I kind of just touched the surface when I talked about your revenue, your expenses, your followers, your open rates. There's a whole list of things that you could be tracking on a monthly basis and seeing, what the story is. The data tells a story. So seeing what the story is for that particular data points is going to be key to the success of your marketing. So this episode is all about business and particularly your marketing and the best marketing plan for your business. So as a quick recap, let me just share what we talked about when it comes to the best marketing plan for your business. We talked about building as being key to growing your business, building your network, building your audience, building your database. We talked about engaging, creating content marketing like emails, blogs, social media, so you can engage and stay top of mind. We talked about serving, creating offers like courses, programs, coaching, doing free offers like master classes, webinars, and workshops. And then the T, we talked about tracking your results, things like your revenue, your expenses, your followers, your open rate. So I know it seems like this was a lot, but it's definitely one of those key things that I recommend. It's one of the key things I help my clients with is really to come up with the best marketing plan for their business. And again, I started off this episode and I will end this episode by saying that God's way is always the best way. So seeking guidance from the Holy Spirit, really getting paying attention to what illuminates and resonates with the things that I talked about for building, engaging, serving, and tracking your business is going to be key because you have a unique plan. And that's why I don't believe in cut and paste, right? I don't believe in just following the exact same plan for success that another coach did, or the plan for success that a guru talked about, or the plan for success that an expert shared with you. God has a unique plan for success for you. And that's why you have to partner with the Holy Spirit for instructions and guidance to understand and know your specific marketing plan for your business. So, with that said, I pray and I hope that you found this particular episode to be valuable for you and to really get you thinking about the best marketing plan for your business. Want to build your business on a solid foundation? Want to map out all of the marketing activities that you need to do to grow your business? Well, I have a solution for you. It's the Best Marketing Planner, a 90-day plan to grow your business. You can get it today at nadinemullings.com/planner. nadinemullings.com/planner. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.